Hello? Hello?
You can hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Awesome. All right. Well, welcome because and we're gonna jump right
Okay.
into it. So first of all, guys, welcome. What I want to do is introduce you to one of my favorite people, one of my online clients. She's been killing it, crushing it all the way in beautiful sunny Ottawa, Canada. Is it
Oh
sunny
yeah, it's
yet?
sunny. We just had like 2 inches of snow though today.
There you go. This is Mita. And Mita and I have been working together for
3.5 months.
3 months. 3.5 months. So I got a couple of questions and whatnot for you. But first and foremost,
Oh,
what
but
is your
burgers and
favorite food?
fries or sushi?
Burgers and fries and sushi. All right, beautiful. Those are very good selections. Just real quick, just to give some context to people, what was your goal starting out and your weight,
Started
and
out
where are
at
you now?
about 180 pounds at the beginning of December. And as of right now, I'm at 156. And my goal was about 30 pounds by the end of March, not having any idea how anything would work. And then I remember kind of questioning at the moment after I said it, like, I'm not sure I can do that. Kind of put it down and stuck with it.
And that's one of the big things. There are several big things there. One is that you trusted it, you trusted the process, because even if something works and then you're not trusting it, you're not really gonna do it. So then, of course, it's not gonna work. So that's important to just kind of trust the process. But two is like the reason I asked you what's your favorite foods first and foremost is because did you stop eating any of those foods? Hello? Hello?
I am. Can
Are
you
you
hear
there?
me?
Oh, now I can hear you. I said, did you, where
I
did
heard
you
your
hear me
question and I
last?
answered it, but I'll answer it again. So the question is, did I stop eating any of those favorite foods? And the answer is absolutely not. I did not stop. I eat them a lot.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. Guys, we are having technical difficulties with the internet today. A lot of you guys may have seen or heard Instagram and Facebook have been down, and it has traumatized a lot of people. And oh, okay, you're back. You're back. Okay, sorry. I was informing everybody of the technical difficulties, but so go on. I lost you again at you did not
I did
have to
not
stop.
stop eating those. I've just understood the foods I'm eating a little bit better and found better ways to eat them, and that includes the bun. I'm not giving up the bun or the rice with sushi.
Hell yeah. That's one of the things, like people go to In-N-Out and they don't get the bun. I'm like, bro, you can't not get the buns. Like
Absolutely.
what
Thank God
else
I
is
talked
there?
to you before I went to In-N-Out last month, because I was gonna do some protein style action, but I didn't, and I had it 3 times in 4 days, so it was fantastic.
That's right. Yeah. And so Mita actually visited San Jose Barbell out here. We worked on some things in the gym, and so the best part of the visit obviously was In-N-Out.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
With the buns. I saved you from that. But cool. So like, why don't you kind of share a little bit about like, you know, what you kind of went through in your head, like before you decided to kind of do this, and like what caused you to make that decision? Like, oh, you know what? I want to do something about this.
I'm going to talk for a little bit, not too long, but you just let me know if for any reason my voice cuts out. I've struggled with my weight for most of my life. I've had a very interesting relationship with food for most of my life and never really understood it. Exercising, fitness.
All right, guys, today is a little bit struggle city, but that's okay. So until we find Mita again, basically she's lost nearly 30 pounds in 3.5 months. And during this time, she did not have to cut out any of the things that she enjoyed eating. In fact, a lot of things she said she was actually eating on a daily basis.
I can hear you.
You back? You cut out at... You've struggled for majority of your life.
So weight's been a struggle. Fitness has been a struggle. I wasn't really into sports when I was a kid. So they're not habits that were ingrained in me, but things I was always aware of. Still there? Okay. A few things happened in my life last year in particular, one of which was starting to follow you on Instagram. And I found you through my feed. Basically, stuff you were posting, it must have been aligned with stuff I was looking up. And then went through a career change. And in that process, I was like, you know what? I got to start to get this stuff in order, because if I don't, then who's really, who is it that I can hold accountable? It's only me. And everything you were saying, everything you were posting about, just made perfect sense to me. And if I tried to debunk something you were saying, I couldn't, because it made so much sense. Whereas other things, you hear something and you go Google it, and there's a complete contradiction when you Google it. I was getting into a discussion with somebody today about whether calories are more impactful, or do they count more, or are they harder to burn, depending on when you eat them and when you eat food. And it's like, look, everyone can have their own opinion, but in the end, it's about what actually produces results. And that's all. If I were to summarize the last 3.5 months, it's literally just been result after result after result. And it's, for me, I feel like I'm sort of trying in a trial process, because...
Damn it. All right, guys, this is... Mita is chock full of amazing insights. And this is a little bit... Are you back?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, sorry.
That's all right.
So, continue.
Okay. Well, no, well, Matt...
Oh, result after result. Yeah. That's what we like to hear, result after result.
Well, it actually was, and it's like, you know, it was really great to have these small milestones along the way. For me, it was crossing into each tens, a set of tens as far as weights go, both when it comes to lifting and on the scale. And they just became really easy to see, but it was this big picture that I've always been able to keep my eye on that doesn't feel unattainable. It actually feels very much within reach. Yep. And so what's happened is that the emotions and like the pressure I was putting on myself, slowly that's gone away.
Yep.
But it hasn't gone away from me just talking to myself. It's having someone like you there to be like, listen, I ate something and I pushed my calories today, and you're like, well, how much? And we talk about how much, and it's kind of like, listen, we can get past that. Just move on tomorrow. You know, like, tomorrow's a new day. There's no need to beat yourself up over it. And that's really what's changed. So in the past week, I've seen sort of a plus two, plus three, and then minus two, minus three on the scale. But it's like all good because it's gonna, I'm just gonna keep pressing forward, tracking my calories, you know, eye on the prize kind of thing.
Yep. Yeah. And I think you, what you're talking about is super important. Like so many, like we all, and you know, we all have it in different areas, but food and exercise is something that a lot of people have. This is like, we're constantly just feeling bad and shitty about what we do, what we're doing, what we did. Like it never really like goes away. Right. Yeah. And so when you finally like understand what's working, and with certainty, and you don't need to guess, it's like all of a sudden it becomes easy, right? Like it becomes simple, and like there's no anxiety. Guys, Jesus Christ, what is wrong with... Oh, okay, there you are. Yeah. It's all right. We're going to get through this because it's okay. So, you know, wait, are you still there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Okay. But we're going to get through it, but, yeah, like it, everything becomes easy when you feel good. And so, you know, like you and I, we talked a lot, and I think that's a big, big piece that you don't get with a lot of different programs and things. It's like I literally told you, like, hey, you can hit me up whenever you want. Like, we, that's really how you learn, is like, if I could spend time with you all day every day, very quickly we would begin to change everything that you needed to change, and it would be easy. So tell me a little bit about like that, like what things were helpful, like in as far as that goes, like, you know, being able to discuss things versus feeling like not sure or having to figure it out on your own.
Well, it's exactly that. If you have to go figure things out on your own, where do you start? Well, you're either going to talk to somebody, or you're going to, in this day and age, you're going to Google. And when you Google, you literally have the same question asked 14 different ways with 15 different answers. Like, it's unreal. Yeah. It's, and the thing is that you go on Instagram and you're like, okay, if there's pictures and there's an expert talking about it, then it has to be accurate. No, it doesn't. And like, you know, I've been just inundated with information on Instagram about keto, and I'm not going to get into keto because I'm no expert, but I just feel like for me, that doesn't make sense. So you and I talked about it, not because we ever wanted to consider it, but because people in my life were actually trying to do keto. And I was kind of like, yeah, trying to understand the logic behind that, because one of the most surprising things when you presented me with sort of the plan on how I was going to consume calories was the balance between the major macros, like the major nutrients. And for me, I was like, really? I'm going to eat that much of this and that much of that? But like, what a relief. Like when I talk about burgers, literally for the past 2 weeks, I think I've had a burger every day or every other day. I make it at home. I make the fries at home. They're fries from the grocery store, but I know how many calories I'm consuming. Whereas if I were to even have gone to a fast food place, you know, not in and out, of course, because I'm in Canada, yeah, but let's say McDonald's even three times in the 2 week period. The thing is, when you're downing a huge thing of fries and a burger or two, and I'm talking like the big, you know, adult size burgers over there, yeah, all of a sudden it's like your day's worth of calories are gone. And what did you get out of it? Right. But now I know exactly what's going into my burger. I'm making it for other people. I'm eating the bun, but I know exactly, yeah, what's going into it. And I'm getting way more, like, for me, it's all about the ROI, like the return on investment. Not only am I getting more for my money, but I actually can measure the protein and measure the fat and control it too. If I want mayo one day, I'm going to put mayo. If I want ketchup and mustard, it's going to be ketchup and mustard, right? So that's, it's become that simple, but it's made me that much more aware going out. So I don't need to go out and seek out this information on like social media, because I have you, who's literally like an amazing source of information, but not to be like stuffing the information down my throat. Instead, it's like, well, let's talk about it. What, where are you coming, yep, from? What is your question? What's the source of your question? Like, what's the, yep, root of it? So let's drill down on that and make sure we're answering the complete question and not just giving you some kind of textbook answer.
Yeah. you are, that's why it's like so much fun to work with you, because number one, you have that awareness and you do ask questions. A lot of times people won't even ask questions. It's like, if I just spout out an answer to you, it's not going to be helpful. What's going to be helpful is to really get to the root. Like you said, like, why are you asking this question? Not like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
What's your real question? Because sometimes it's like, oh, well, this question isn't even relevant in our goals. So then we can completely dismiss the question. And that's better than answering a question that's not relevant, right?
The best was one time I asked, more than once I've asked you something and you're like, okay, where is this coming from? And I'm like, I don't know, they say it. And you're like, hey, and it's so true. It's so true. Like, I have 34 years of information under my belt. That's been all the fads, all the diets. I haven't done them all, but I've often read about them. I hear about them. I'm told about them. So all that's in your mind. And you're, and, you know, for example, carbs are bad. No, man, carbs are not bad, right?
Yeah.
Too much of anything is bad. But at the end of the day, carbs are absolute. I don't even understand all the physics about it, all the biology about it. But for me, I know that that balance is what's necessary, and the balance has worked. So I don't really care if somebody tomorrow wants to be like, no, 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 you should try no carbs. I'll be like, no, 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 I tried it with carbs and it worked. So I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah. That's like, I heard this pretty awesome analogy where it's like, you know, if you spent 3 weeks in a room and there's all these frogs in there and the frogs never jumped, and you were like, you came to the conclusion that, hey, frogs don't jump. And then I walk in the room, I'm like, well, yeah, they don't jump because you cut off all their legs. Like, you don't know what's the underlying cause, you know? And that's the thing with, it's like, you shouldn't, it's carbs or it's fats or it's blobbity, blobbity, blah. It's like, well, no, actually, the frog's legs were cut off. So, you know, it's a silly analogy, but it's like, that's why I like to observe rather than just like proclaim things, right? Because then you get to the truth.
Yeah. But there's also this like falsehood out there that people think you need to go to the gym for like 3 hours or do multiple workouts in a day. Yeah. Let alone a week to see effective results. But like, it's very reasonable. I mean, what I loved about how you presented your services to me is simply to be like, how long do you want to work out for? What are you willing to put in? What do you see as being realistic that's going to fit into your schedule? And it hasn't been easy because in the beginning I wasn't actively working and I was picking up consulting gigs, and now I've picked something up that's got me busy and got me working more, and I'm finding that balance. But in the end, then it's not a question of, you know, someone like you or me disciplining me to be like, why didn't you do this? Why? It's like, listen, you got to fit something in, because if it's not today, it's tomorrow. But if you keep saying it's going to be tomorrow, then it's not really going to be tomorrow, right? The longer you talk about it, it's not going to happen.
You're absolutely right. A lot of times, like, I'll talk to somebody and they'll be like, oh yeah, I want to do it, but I have a vacation coming up, so I'll start after. And it's like, my question is always like, so is the goal to line up the perfect time for you to start, or is the goal to for you to become the person that gets it done regardless, vacation, no vacation? Because aren't you always going to have vacations and events and work? Like, are those things, are you planning for them to disappear so you could have the perfect, like, workout schedule? Like, no, like, you, and the cool thing is, like, you had what, 4 trips during the last 3.5 months?
Yeah, and I have a 5th one coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you know, on the trip note, 100% I would have been that person when you and I started December 1. I was going away December 22 or 23, so for me, I knew I for sure would have been that person who was like, start after the trip and go there and eat too much food and perhaps drink too much and not do any exercise. Instead, I went away for a 10-day all-inclusive trip to the Caribbean, worked out 6 of the days that I was there, and I lost weight on the trip. And I ate 3+ meals a day, plus some room service, which was great. But like, you know, like,
hell yeah.
It's just a question of awareness. I mean, that trip alone, just having your information and access to you during that trip, changed my life, because I've been on like 20 of those trips before, but never felt like I had control, because it was like, no, no, come to your surroundings, indulge, do whatever. But it's like, I had so much fun. I feel like I got the value out of my trip because I found it in other ways.
Yep, 100%. That's so awesome to hear, because, yeah, like, what do you want to do? You want to live the rest of your life eating chicken and broccoli and not leaving and not going to events and not eating your grandma's burrante? Like, you know, for those of you guys who don't know, burrante are an Indian specialty, one of my favorites. But yeah, like, that's just absurd. Doesn't make any sense. You're going to give up your happiness and your, like, all these moments in your life for a six pack, and then you're going to be miserable. Like, who wants that?
Yeah. And the opposite is true too. If you're kind of like, no, I can't do that because I'm going to have to give up all these foods. Like, if we put it into context, a burrata is dough with potatoes inside, and essentially, and in most cases, fried up. You can cook it without frying it, but you're still having carbs on carbs. But it's like, literally, last time I had burrata, which was probably like a month and a half ago, I had it with Greek yogurt, and I had it with the Indian achar, like the pickle on the side.
Yep.
But like, then I just watched what I was eating for the rest of the day. And even if that one day was like, you know, ultra carb day, it's all good, because it's gonna bounce out when I really pay attention to my protein, or I'm throwing some ground meat into those, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And
pushing the protein.
Oh, the quima burrata. Oh, that's the specialty right there.
Quima alu burrata, nothing like it.
one of the messages that you sent, I was like, I screenshotted it because I was like, everybody needs to see this. You said something like, actually, I've eaten more Indian 3 months than ever, and I've lost like 25 plus pounds. So.
Yeah, there's that. It's true. And the thing is I mentioned to you in the beginning, I was like, I don't want to not eat these things. And based on the message you're putting out there, you tell me, is this really practical? Is this actionable? Like, are you putting out a message on social media that you can eat whatever, but in reality, is it something else? But it has been exactly the message you put out there, which has been, I have not had that pressure of like, I can't go to eat, or I have to eat at home. I have to eat.
That's a really good point as well, because like, we've had this discussion about meal preps, right? Because I don't like to meal prep. I know there's a lot of people, you go on Instagram and you see all these beautiful meal preps, and like, you look at that and you're almost like, what the fuck? I'm not going to be able to do that. Like, number one, it's almost like art. You feel bad even eating the thing. Right. But, it's like, no, like, you don't need to do that if you don't want to. Like, there's a million different ways. And then when you understand how everything works and then you apply it to yourself in the most convenient, practical way, you have fun and you get hella results.
I think so many people who look at it like falling off the wagon, like when they're, you know, making good progress, they're meal prepping, and all of a sudden something throws off their schedule, throws off their routine. That pressure weighs so much on people. And if you think about, if we use my life as an example, over the last 3.5 months, I've had every curveball thrown my way, including getting a little sick while I was on one of those trips. But the thing is that, like, that can be an excuse to do all sorts of stuff, including stop what you're doing, don't go back on the program or whatever. And I don't even look at it like a program, but like, get back into the mix, get back on the horse. And that's the thing, like, there were so many things that happened, but my mission is still that this is an actual, like, true habit that's been formed, as opposed to being like, oh, we're scheduled to be working together for X amount of time, so I'll do this for X amount of time and see what happens. No, that's why I'm not even concerned about when X amount is wrapped up, because it's like, it's all good. I know what to do.
Yep. That was part of our original conversation. It's like, you know, it's that same thing of like, what good is it to do something that you know that you won't continue after that time period? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, no result. It's not even about getting results. it's about getting to the results in a way that's enjoyable. Yeah. So like, that's huge.
You took the fun out of one thing for me, and that one thing used to be shopping, and now shopping is like a chore because I'm literally having to go buy new stuff every like 2 weeks because stuff is not falling off. So my advice to everybody is join the sweatpant club and the jogging club and work that out till you know you're at a point where it's like, now I can indulge in a wardrobe because not everyone's grandma's a seamstress like mine. And I'm getting hooked up.
You got the custom.
I've literally had to go get new stuff because stuff I was wearing for the past 2 years doesn't fit. And unfortunately, I didn't have the foresight a couple years ago when I started to gain more weight. And that was I had donated a bunch of stuff that I didn't think I'd get into in the future. So that message too, if you're going to, you're going to go down this path, keep your stuff that you were hoping to fit into because it will happen.
Keep your stuff. Well, hey, I like to say, any excuse to go shopping, I'm all about it. So, like, I always like to say, upgrade your problems. Like, time to get some new clothes, you know? Well, dope. So, here's the thing. Like, guys, one of the things about Mita is that the reason that she hasn't been able to get make so much progress and change is her own attitude and her approach to things, which is something that, you know, I look for when I'm like talking to somebody. But the thing with that is, like, you have to allow yourself to be okay with wherever you're at and then like really start to get to the point of like, hey, I can do whatever it is. Like, everybody always says that, like, oh, I believe, or I can believe if you just believe, like, but the reality is that is really the thing. So you just be nice to yourself and allow yourself to get there, and you will. And that's all between your ears. So like, that part everybody has access to. So one of the things that I want to do is like, Mita will be back on here periodically. So if you have other questions or things that you're wondering about, you know, send them to me, and then we will have more discussions in the future, because there's a lot of value that, you know, Mita brings to the table from her experience and perspective, and definitely including her skills in the hamburgers and fries department. So, which I have not tried yet. So I will make my way to
absolutely. Next up, I'm going to do elk burgers. Elk burger.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Oh man, that sounds dope. Well, all right. That is a wrap for today. Mita, thank you very much. Enjoy your snow and your sun.
All right, thank you so much.
We will talk soon. Thank you. We made it through all of the internet problems. All right, guys, if you enjoyed that, please comment, like, subscribe. If not,
the podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.